AP News for Friday, April 24th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's dispatched envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Pakistan. Sagar Magani reports Islamabad's trying to revive talks on ending the Iran war.
Hours after Iran said its foreign minister would go to Pakistan.
Steve and Jared will be heading to Pakistan tomorrow to hear the Iranians out.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
We've certainly seen some progress from the Iranian side in the last couple of days.
Without giving details, the president this week indefinitely extended the ceasefire with Iran to give diplomacy more time. But that has not diffused tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is still blocking traffic through the vital waterway, and the Pentagon is ramping up its blockade of Iranian ports and vessels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran insists the foreign minister will not meet directly with Witkoff and Kushner, but Pakistani officials will convey messages between the delegations. The Justice Department's dropped its criminal probe of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, likely clearing the way for confirmation of his successor. A federal appeals court has ruled President Trump's asylum ban at the border illegal. And in the southeast, two large wildfires have destroyed more than 120 homes.
Johnny Sabo with the Georgia Forestry Commission says one fire was started by a balloon.
Kids' party balloon that's going to have like that aluminum look to it. Landed on a power line, caused a spark.
It didn't take long for Michael Gibson in Georgia to lose his home.
Firefighters right in the road said it's too big, we can't put it out. And as soon as we pulled off and left, 15 minutes later, our house was gone.
Wildfires are burning in Florida as well. A volunteer firefighter died after suffering an unspecified medical emergency while suppressing a brush fire. Scientists say these fires are from a combination of drought, gusty winds, climate change, and dead trees toppled by Hurricane Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Visually impaired runners are using AI-powered smart glasses.
Tilly Dowler is training for her first marathon, and as someone with a visual impairment, she's already putting the technology to the test.
These are the Meta Oakley Vanguard glasses. They're amazing for looking through them because they cover all of my eyes, not just the front and the center, they cover the sides.
Runners with sight loss say the open ear speakers are helpful as they deliver audio through the frames without blocking out the world around them. That means they can hear directions or distance updates while still picking up on traffic and guidance from a running partner. But big events like marathons can bring challenges, with heavy crowds putting pressure on mobile networks, which can affect how reliably the glasses work in real time. How far this goes will come down to things like accuracy, connectivity, and cost. I'm Nayan Kim.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.